Hello from the Saints in Van Buren, Arkansas. Cindy and I have been so blessed to be here. Let's look over into John, John chapter 10. We'll look at verse 10. John 10, verse 10. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I'm going to focus on the last part of that scripture. We know what the thief does, don't we? We know what God does as well. But there's really two parts of the second part of that scripture. Have you noticed it says that they might have life, comma. We can have life. We do have spiritual life. When the Lord comes, we confess our sins. We say, Lord, I am sorry. I want to serve you. But do we always live an abundant life as a Christian? I would say, God help us that we don't. We don't always live in abundance, in our spiritual abundance that God has said we can have. Would you describe your Christian walk as an abundant walk? Would you say that my spiritual life exists in large quantities? Would you say that? Bountiful. I have a bountiful Christian life, a walk with God that is bountiful, that is plentiful. Well, we can. The devil will tell you that you can't. But remember the first part of this. He is a thief. He is a thief. He wants to steal your joy. He wants to steal your abundance. Oh, but that's not what the Lord would have. We look over there in Ephesians. This is such a beautiful, beautiful scripture. In Ephesians, we look there, and that is Ephesians 3:19. It says this, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye, that you, that me, that my life might be filled with all. I have in my Bible, I have circled ye and all and fullness. You and I. Have you heard that? The Word of God says that you and I can live in fullness. Let's read it again. And to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Oh, I'll tell you what. God is a wonderful God. We should be living large in the gospel, living large in our Christian walk. We should be busting at the seams. We might not have abundance in this world. That, as you know, if you'll watch the news so many times, that really doesn't make people that happy, does it? But I will tell you, I have been there. When a saint of God was about to pass over to the other side, they have abundance. They're looking for a place. Oh, that is not here on this earth. They have abundance in this life, but they are looking for an abundant life, that prize which they have longed for all their life. I will tell you, I wouldn't trade that for any amount of money that this world can ever give me. Oh, that's a wonderful thing to see. Oh, I'll tell you, the faithful saints, I've been so privileged to be with them in their last stages of life and to be around them and pray with them, several of them. What a wonderful thing it is. You can't replace that with anything. They have an abundant life, even though their physical life is dying. They have lived it in abundance. And they're living in abundance then. They were busting at the seams. You know, you can be as rich spiritually as you want to be. Think about that. Now, I can't be as rich financially on this world as you might think, or I might think I want to be. But spiritually speaking, oh, I'll tell you what, there's no ceiling to that. You can be a success in your spiritual life. Oh, I'll tell you what, there's no ceiling there. Oh, I'll tell you what, because why? Because we've been promised it. I believe the Lord will give an endless amount of spiritual abundance if we choose to have it. But it's a choice that we have to make, just like salvation. It's a choice. It is a choice that we have to make. Are you and I willing to do what it takes? I was reminded when I was studying for this before I left home, I put several sermons together usually, and I'd started on one and finished it when I got here after Brother Darrell come and visited me. For about 20 years, I was a sales manager and managed several folks in sales and hired them, trained them, encouraged them, all those things, gave them all the tools that they needed to be a success. Some were, some weren't. There's one in particular that I hired several years ago that I would always kid him. It became a joke, actually, because when I would evaluate his sales, the things that he was doing, I would always tell him, you're a $100,000 salesman walking around in a borrowed $20 suit. He was living so far under the capabilities that he had. He had all the tools. He had everything he needed. But he didn't live up to it. He wouldn't put forth the effort that he needed to get to those tools and use them and apply them. Oh, I'll tell you, he needed to, and he knew he needed to. And he would tell me, I'm going to do it. I'll do it. In Mark 10, we see Brother John mentioned this story this morning. In Mark 10, Jesus told the rich young ruler, one thing thou lackest. One thing thou lackest. You can have life, you can have abundance, if you will sell, give, and follow. Those are the three things. If you will sell, give, follow. That's a good successful list there. If we'll do the same thing spiritually, sell those things, give them off, sell them, give them away to say, Lord, I'll give them right now. They're gone from my life. I'll turn my back from them. I'll go away from them. They are yours. I don't want them anymore. And follow. Well, what does follow mean? Oh, I'll tell you what. We want to follow as dear children. We want to watch those who have trod the path before us. We have example after example after example. I've been listening to the old sermons online here on the website here. I will tell you, you want to dig up some gold in your life? Oh, boy. You go on there and listen to some of those. Go this week and you listen to some of those. I will tell you what, those old timers, I love to listen to them. The compassion that they had, the love that they had for the gospel. It's a wonderful thing. I will tell you, this young man, although he had his life put together, you made the list up. He had this life all put together. He had done all these things, but it says that he went away grieved. He went away grieved. Don't go away grieved tonight. Please, don't go away grieved tonight. If you're grieved in your soul, you don't have to go away grieved tonight. Do what God requires to receive that abundance. We have, you know, last 4 years ago, three, 4 years ago, we bought some 3 acres outside of town where we live, sold our house, downsized. And I was pleasantly surprised when we had an apple tree on our property. And the fellow we bought it from, he showed me this apple tree. Well, I was so enthused that spring. We bought it in the fall. And in the spring, the tree would get it. It got its leaves. It started leafing out. And I was so excited. Oh my goodness, we got an apple tree that's alive. And we watched, and the first blooms came out of this apple tree. And I would be out in the yard, and then we have a baby apple. I'd take pictures of it like I did my grandkids. I'd take pictures of these baby apples, and I'd send it to my wife. Look, we got baby apples. Oh, what a wonderful thing. Every year for the last 4 years, I would be thinking about, apple pie, hot apple pie with a scoop of vanilla ice cream from our own apple tree. Oh, does it sound good? How about this? A hot biscuit with apple butter on it from our own apple tree. Oh boy, it sounded so good. We have a long gravel driveway, and this apple tree is to the right of our driveway. And Cindy and I would pull in the driveway after dark at night. And what did we see the first year? We seen the deer standing on their back feet eating our apples. There was a deer eating my apples. And at first we just kind of chuckled, and how cute that is. But guess what? Little by little, they were gone away. They've robbed us of our blessing. They've robbed us of our blessing there. I had a squirrel. I didn't know. I've lived in Arkansas since I was 7 years old, seen lots of apple trees. I didn't know squirrels ate apples. Did you know squirrels eat apples? You probably did. I didn't. I pulled in the driveway one day after work. I was going down my driveway, and this little squirrel, he jumps out of my apple tree, and he runs up an elm tree that's across the driveway. And he's sitting there eating my apple, looking down at my car. He's eating this apple, and pretty soon he takes half the apple, uneaten. I thought, at least you could eat all of it, and he just tossed it out there at my car. He was a thief. They would rob every one of our apples every single year. We couldn't get any bounty from our apple tree, but we had these beautiful apples. I researched some things. Do you know that if you put up a fence, now deer can jump way high, but if you put up a fence right around your apple tree or any kind of fruit tree, that the deer will not jump into the tree to get the apples? Even though they can, they won't. You can put stuff on the apples that the squirrels don't like, and so they leave them alone. But after 4 years, we still get robbed every year. Why is that? Because there's one thing that I lack. One thing that I lack. Kind of like this rich young ruler. One thing I lack, the commitment to go out there and put forth the effort to keep those thieves off of my tree. More important things would need to get done. Life would happen. I can make up excuse after excuse after excuse. And we can too. We can too, to not take care of the beautiful, wonderful things that God has for us. We can make an excuse why we're not going to church on a regular basis. We can make an excuse why we're not reading our Bible, why we're not praying, why we're not giving those things to God that God wants from us, that we can have abundance. Those excuses will be there lined up for you every single day. But I want you to hear tonight, today is the day of your abundance. Today is the day that you can give those excuses away and say, Lord, I will not give any more excuses. I would always say, well, maybe next year. We would watch as the apples would just go away. Don't do that. Don't do that spiritually. God has your apple tree loaded with blessings. He has it loaded with promises. Read this word of God. He has it loaded. It is loaded for you to be an overcomer, for you to be completely saved, changed, transformed. He has it. He has a promise of your sanctification. He suffered without the gate that you might be sanctified. That's what he thinks of sanctification. You want to know what the world thinks? They probably don't even know. Most of them don't even know what that means. I asked somebody here a while back, he didn't have a clue what that meant. I said, go home and look at that word. Look up that word in your Bible. But you know what? The Lord has promised that to you. He has suffered for it for you. Listen to this, folks. If you have not got the bounty of the blessing of the Holy Ghost and the fire that comes with it, oh, you can have it. It is your bounty. It is your blessing. You can fill your spiritual basket with it. It is for you. It is promised for you and to you. Will you make the necessary consecrations tonight? Not tomorrow. Not next Friday night at church. Not next Sunday night. Tonight. You know what you are lacking. Brother John says something similar to that this morning. I don't know, but you know, and there's one other that knows, and that's God. You know, there's so many people, I believe, that they go right up to that bountiful blessing. They go right up to there. They're about to harvest it. And the Lord says, I want that. Sell that. Give that. Follow me closer. Oh, God, help us not to say another season. Maybe next year. Maybe next time. Don't allow the enemy to keep you from your promises. I believe that happens so many times. He will discourage us. Oh, as God is trying to encourage us, I am trying to encourage you tonight with everything I have within me. I want you to be a bountiful, get the bountiful blessings from God that He has for you. But that's not up to me. That is not up to me. If I could share it with you, if I could take my apple basket around and pass them out, I would have it here and you would receive it and oh, everything would be all right. But that's not the way it works. No, my blessings come as I'm on my face or driving down the road and I'm praying to God, I'm praising God, I'm thanking God. That's when those blessings come. That's when the closer walk comes. And when the Lord puts His finger upon something in my life, I have to say, yes, Lord, I've served Him for 30 some odd years, but still yet God is wonderful enough to speak to my soul, to talk to my heart. God help us. He wants us to live in abundance. Today is your day. Today is your day of abundance. This is the time. This is the season. Christ has promised it. I believe with all my heart that God will deliver it. Oh, I will tell you, if you'll take Him up on His promises tonight, I'll tell you, if you've been discouraged, and the crowd this large, and those who are watching online, I'm sure you've been discouraged that you haven't received your baptism in years. Maybe you've even quit praying for it. Maybe you just come and you just do the same things you do over and over. Maybe you say, well, maybe someday, some year. No. Today. Right now. If God says start making those consecrations, there is a wonderful place to do that right down here. Your abundance is promised. Do not allow the devil to take it from you. It is our time to pray. Let us pray.